This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, November 30, 2008. War and Peace. The scripture is Isaiah 2, verse 4. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. It is challenging to write about the contrast between war and peace, but the scriptures speak to this contrast, and we must consider it with grace and responsibility. Isaiah's prophetic word makes us long for the day when there will be no more war. Isaiah looked forward to that day, and we look forward with him. But the headlines of our daily news continue to report the reality of armed conflict. Daily we see fresh evidence of our inability to avoid war and embrace peace. Perhaps this is the place to recognize with all humility and honesty that with regard to war and peace, we remain in a tension that shows we are on the way to the kingdom of peace, but are not yet there. With hope in Christ, we anticipate the full peace of eternity, but right now, we still experience the brokenness of this world. Peace has been created between us and God as the wall of hostility has been broken down. But we are not yet able to live out that peace fully. The tension between war and peace remains tightly strong between the apparent necessity to take up arms for the sake of justice and an ever grace-filled journey toward peace. We all long for peace. And until the time when the Lord returns, may we do all we can to live peaceful lives in the world around us. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Would you pray with me? God of peace and grace, hand us hammers to beat swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Keep us from accepting the status quo as we long for your future. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.